Is your work important to your sense of, you know, to your values in the world, to your sense of living a worthwhile life?
Right. So, I graduated college with a deep sense of, I really felt the weight of the things I had been given. I had been given a college education. I had been given the opportunity to attend and graduate from Swarthmore. I had been given a lot of things, and I began to feel even guilty because of it, if I'm being honest. You know, how best do I make use of these things I've been given? How best do I make use of this life that I've had? And it occurred to me that one of the best ways to sort of give back is to use your education for something that helps the community. Use your education for good. Use it for everyone. And this was kind of a revelation for a 21-year-old graduate. You know, it's not too deep thinking here, but it as I thought about my own career choice of civil engineering, and I thought about my desire to use my education to help others, I thought about what was inherent in civil engineering or structural engineering, which is my specific field, that made me want to help others. And up until that point, I hadn't really thought about why I wanted to be a structural engineer. I had some touchstone moments that inspired me to do things that made me interested in the field. But ultimately, it's about providing basic infrastructure. People need food, water, and shelter. And shelter is basic infrastructure. We need roads. We need roofs over our heads to protect us from the elements. We need workplaces. We need communal places. And working in a field that provided those, and not only simply provided them, but you know, now that I'm a researcher and now that I'm in the academia, or in the academy, I should say, you know, how do we make our structures more equitable? How do we make sure that a structure stands up the same, whether you're rich or you're poor? And that at this point is extremely, you know, that's what keeps the fires lit in terms of my own passion. Just working towards the best possible building codes that we can generate, working towards the equitable distribution of safe structures, you know, making sure that a community in the Ozarks versus a community in New York City versus a community in Northern Virginia or Florida or any of these places, that they're all built to the same standard of safety.